This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, March 17th, 2011, Ferlin Husky, a country music entertainer who reached the Billboard Top 40 twice with Gone in 1957 and On the Wings of a Dove in 1960, dies of heart-related problems at the age of 85. On this day in 2010, Alex Chilton, the lead singer for the Box Tops on their Billboard Top 10 hits My Baby, She Wrote Me a Letter and Cry Like a Baby, dies following a heart attack. He is 59. On this day in 2004, the Kinks' Ray Davies receives the CBE Medal, Commander of the British Empire from Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace for services to the music industry. The CBE is considered to be one level below knighthood. On this day in 1990, Hall & Oates, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, and Barry Manilow take part in Arista Records' 15th anniversary concert, where they raise over $2 million for various AIDS organizations. Also on this day in 1990, Rick Gresh, former bassist for Blind Faith, dies from drug-related causes at the age of 44. On this day in 1984, Van Halen's Jump peaks at number one. Over the years, David Lee Roth has given various accounts of the meaning behind the lyrics, but most often says they are about a TV news story he saw where a man was about to kill himself by jumping off a building. On this day, in 1982, Samuel George Jr., lead singer of the Capitals, who had a 1966 number 7 hit with Cool Jerk, dies in Detroit after being stabbed during a family argument. He is 39. On this day in 1978, American Hot Wax, a fictionalized movie account of the early days of Cleveland disc jockey Alan Freed, premieres. The film features performances by Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Frankie Ford, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And on this day, March 17th, 1968, what superstar group makes their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show? And what do they sing? Hint, it's a one-word title. The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, March 17th, 1968, what superstar group makes their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show? And what do they sing? Well, it's a one-word title, and that word is words. Here are the Bee Gees.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you how, my love. Everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. All I have to take your heart away. words are all I have to take your heart away.